Ollie, you did say you wanted to keep a clean sheet for as long as you could in this game, and you managed to hold out until shortly before half time.
Yeah, and then the game was over in the space of like 2 minutes, Sherman. Then I thought we were well in the game. We got turned over for the two goals before half time. We didn't keep possession. We gave the ball away in the middle of the field, and Dundalk and the counter attacker excellent. And it would have been nice to see if we had kept it tight. You know, would they have opened us up as they normally do? But they didn't have to. And the second goal before half time, you know, that killed us. You know, we got caught in our own half, and the turn, like, it's three headers they scored, one from a free kick, you know, albeit nearly a corner. And if we defend like we defend, we didn't deserve anything out of it. You know, we play quite well going the other way, but if you defend like that, we don't deserve anything out of the game, sure.
Yeah, and in fairness, you made a lot of changes tonight, positional changes as well, Ollie. And Hearts played well at times, especially in the second half.
Yeah, we did, but like, I think if you look at the way Dundalk defended when they had to, Kerry Rogers made three very good saves. You know, your Brian Gartlands, your Dan Clearys, you know, they blocked shots, they had one headers from crosses when we were on top. We didn't do that at the other end, and that's why it's not so much your Patrick McElhinney's and Mickey Duffy's that bet us tonight. It was our own defending, and when you look at Dundalk, when they had to defend, they defended very, very well, and that's something probably that's maybe overlooked in their performance as well.
Yeah, and they showed all their quality
absolutely
tonight.
Yeah. They didn't have to come out of second gear on the basis of the two goals before half time. But when we got a hold of the game and went at them, and we played quite well, but we still didn't score, because if you look at the way they defended, and you know, that's why they concede very few goals. It's not just at the other end, your Pat Hoobins and John Mountaineers. It's the back four or back five that defended when they had to tonight, and we didn't do it at the other end.
Yeah, it gets no easier, Ollie. It's going to be a bit of a gap now to your next home match against Sligo Rovers. You've got a difficult test again next weekend.
Yeah, well, I don't think it, you know, the Sligo Rovers game is irrelevant here at the moment. It's obviously Pat's in each accord that, you know, they bullied us off the pitch here, both football wise and physically here. Another is 9 weeks ago, and if we defend like we defend tonight, we won't say with Pat's to mind any of the other sides, put it that way too. And it's you know, it's quite repetitive. I'm just comparing the reason that Dundalk are top of the table is not just the attacking threat, it's their defensive qualities. And the reason we're bottom of the table is unfortunately the mistakes that we've made in defending, to put it that way too.
And finally, a word on Mark Anthony McGinley. He came in tonight for his league debut.
Yeah.
He conceded three, but I thought he did quite well.
Yeah, Mark's a good keeper. So is Peter Burke. You know, there's we've no problem with either goalkeeper, and it was basically to try and give people game time and see where people are at is where we're coming at here. But we've changed it, and I think everybody here has got a fair crack at it as regards the personnel and as regards the panel. And now they themselves need to step up and you know, try and improve with decision making in particular. There's only so much we can do for it, but please God, they'll learn from tonight, if nothing else.